Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's extra fitting because Matt Milestrup is a redhead, see? Dropkick Murphy's a little St. Paddy's Day, shipping up to Boston. He's the harbor pilot or the port pilot, depends on who you ask, which it is. But Matt Milestrup, good friend, and a really, really interesting job he's got. Brings in all the big ships when they have to go into port or leave and go out the Pensacola Pass. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. What a great choice of song. The captain of the vessel we just brought in last night is actually Irish.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. Very good. By the way, what do you prefer, harbor pilot or port pilot or something else?
They both work just fine.
Okay.
Either or.
And a retired commander in the U.S. Navy, right? Commander?
Captain.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, retired captain.
Nope.
In the U.S. Navy.
No sweat.
I'm giving people demotions all over the place. All right. So you brought in a boat yesterday, brought in a big ship yesterday, the Deep Energy. Tell us about it. People are seeing it at the port. What are they seeing?
Oh, it's a fascinating piece of equipment. It's a very specialized vessel for laying pipe on the floor of the ocean. And it's built for the North Sea, but does work in the Gulf here and then across the globe. In fact, their next job is going to be in Mozambique off Africa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what you see is you have a ship there that's built around two enormous drums that are basically wrapped with pipe. Steel pipe. They'll tension it and they'll bend it around those drums. 2,600 tons on each drum.
Wow.
So that's like two very large airplanes loaded for each drum, equivalent weight. And then at the back end of the ship, the aft part of the ship, you have a tower and it has a big wheel on top of it. So as they pull the pipe off, it's all spooled on those drums. It straightens it. And then it starts to lay it down on the floor of the ocean. So very, very interesting ship.
Okay, I'm stuck on the idea of metal pipe that is wrapped so it's circular around these big spools and then gets straightened to be laid down on the floor of the ocean in what's a not an ideal, I mean, somewhat flexible, but I'm stuck on that part. Like, is the metal just that flexible, or is it actually reshaped in the laying process?
Well, obviously, I'm not a pipe engineer.
Okay, fair enough.
Different types of pipe.
All right.
Some of it's flexible, and some of it's actually metal.
Okay.
And they have designed the system under certain tension and angles, and some pretty heady mathematics go into that work. So, for all the kids out there listening, if there are any, study your math and.
They are. They're on their way to school. I hope many of them. Okay, so how long is the ship going to be here? It just came in. It's white, primarily white on top. It's got a red, oh my God, my brain. The main portion of the ship is red. But how long is it going to be here?
They'll be here a few days, so probably into the weekend or so. They came in for a couple reasons. They're swapping out people. They're normally based out of Theodore. That's where they load the pipe.
Okay.
They have a specialized system over there to load it. But they came in here for a couple reasons. One, they're going to do some underwater inspection of the hull and some work there. And our water is much clearer than the water they find over in our neighbors to the west. So that's a positive. They also, Pensacola is starting to gain a great reputation as a great place to come for mariners for these short stops. Everything's very close. They love getting out in town and going out there and spending a few dollars at restaurants and shops around and going to the mall, et cetera. So they're here for a couple of reasons. Then they'll head out, and their next job eventually will be over in Africa.
How many personnel are on the ship, roughly? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. They had 126 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That fluctuates a little bit, up to about 100, up to 140 max or so, depending on the size of the job and what they do. But they have ROVs, the remotely operated vehicles that go down, and they have everything's wrapped up in one package there.
Very cool. Anything else that I'd failed to ask about the Deep Energy that people can see at the Port of Pensacola right now?
No, I mean, keep up the great work. These ships are very, they're coming here because Pensacola is making a very strong reputation as a good place to come. So keep it up, Pensacola. Well done.
I just love talking about, you know, the opportunity that you and I have had to kind of build a friendship over the last few months and just the chance to tell people what's going on. You know, I love the idea that people who are driving in from Gulf Breeze or driving down Bayfront and they just see this thing and then we can tell them what they're seeing. I find that interesting, and I know I find it personally fascinating. So I appreciate that. And also I will tell you, and you know me well enough to know that this is 100% true, that there's a part of me inside, the 12-year-old, that chuckles every time you tell me that there's a ship in a port where the guys basically spend all their time laying pipe.
And that's not even going there.
I'll just leave it at that. That's also a part of the Andrew McKay experience. Matt Milestrup, he is the Harbor pilot. He is a retired 06 captain in the U.S. Navy. Matt, thank you so much for always informing the audience and being so available. I really appreciate it, and putting up with my terrible jokes.
Oh, Andrew, thanks for the time, and thanks to Lance Scott and Offshore Inland for bringing these ships in. It's great.
Absolutely. And Lance, by the way, Lance is the relatively new now, a couple of months in the job, the port director, so also a retired Navy guy. Thank you so much, Matt. We'll talk to you again soon.
I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John's still laughing.
Yeah, I am. The little 12-year-old
you
in me.
You always can't believe that I'm willing to say some of the...
Well, the Andrew McKay experience is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, I go through it every day, and I'm still seeing the therapist. Okay, so we've got an accident that just happened on West Burgess Road and Maxim Street. We're seeing some road blockage associated with that one. Also, let's see here, Avalon Boulevard southbound at Del Monte Street, headed toward I-10, seeing some... delays due to that accident.
So the reason you're laughing is because I'm laughing. Because a friend texted me and said, oh my God, Andrew, the second he said it, my husband made the joke, and then you have to make the same joke on the air, I'm dying.
I know. And normally, if you start laughing, my little brain goes
start laughing.
To yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I-10 eastbound right around 9 Mile Road headed toward 29. We're seeing some major delays due to an earlier accident, so just be prepared for that one. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, Seven. John. Hey, if you're 64, turn 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions. I mean, a lot of people just have questions about Medicare. Ricky Stewart, she takes care of this stuff. She's just such a sweetheart. She's so knowledgeable. She's so friendly. You'll love her. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's a dear friend. And her whole family does insurance of all different kinds, and she just does this one part where she helps people get onto Medicare and again, you know, manage their plans and do with the stuff that, you know, so you have questions about supplement and Advantage and prescription drug benefits and enrollment periods and just, you know, because look, if you've done private insurance your whole life and now you're doing this, then it's, you know, can be apprehensive. Like, you don't know what to expect. And that's fine. That's why you call. She's talked to so many other listeners just like you, answered their questions and helped them through this process. Even things like, you know, there's no question that's too dumb. Okay. You don't know what Medicaid is? Ask. Does it apply to you? Ask. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not the expert. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up online. Insured by Ricky, RICKI.com, or call her at 341-2185.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery. So when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
Okay, I do have to say just this part, okay? 100, this is the teacher in me talking, right? And I'm not going to repeat the joke, but 100% of the people that heard that interview will never forget what that ship does.
Yeah, no, I won't. I can guarantee you that much.
Hey, it's educational. Comedy's educational. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Secret Service says that it's uncovered a network of SIM servers capable of disabling cell phone towers and 911 services across New York City. A task force in charge of getting to the bottom of swatting hoaxes and threats made against government officials started looking into burner phones and other devices used in anonymous threats. What they found apparently was a massive trove of SIM cards capable of bringing telecommunications networks to a halt that were set up in safe houses within 35 miles of the city. It's not clear where when the equipment was discovered, but the Secret Service says they are investigating that.
All right.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs want to get him out of prison on time served when he's sentenced next month. They wrote a letter to the judge calling for 14 months in prison when he is sentenced October 3rd. Of course, he was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution charges, but cleared of the more serious charges a while back. And Princeton University, once again, is America's top college. U.S. News and World Report out with its best colleges rankings. Putting the Ivy League school on top for a second year, followed by MIT, Harvard, and Stanford.
All right, very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? We're waiting for President Trump to speak at the United Nations, so that is kind of imminent. Don't know for sure. He was scheduled to be the second speaker, and the session is supposed to have opened at 8 our time, so we'll see. Yeah, could be any time. Could be at 9 o'clock, could be at 10, could be at, you know, 3 minutes. We're not really sure. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are really good at this. They sell 3.5, 4, 4.5, you know, somewhere in that vicinity every single week. Okay. 165 last year, 175 the year before that, plus 200 the year before that. And the only reason for a little bit of the drop off is because the market's been harder. You know, 3 years ago, it was like, hey, I've got a home for, sold. Like it was that easy. Well, in those kind of times, you need a good real estate agent because they're going to get you the best value. But also, when it's harder, that's when you really need people who are going to follow up, do the diligent things, ask people why they didn't make an offer, find out, can we change that? Can we fix that? What if we did? Just all of the stuff that they do, from staging it and photographing it and listing it and the way they do open houses and the follow through with the contracts, just all of it. They're very, very, very effective at getting results. So whatever your need is, or even if it's just a, hey, I've got a question I want to ask somebody, give her a call. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, all the other news that's gotten pushed aside because of all the things that keep happening at the national level in the last couple of years. I would love nothing more than to just do local news. I do. I enjoy it so much. And I can't vow that I will only do local news tomorrow, but I'll try. I will try. Meanwhile, I haven't mentioned this, and I just find it's such a fascinating story. Did you see the stuff about Kamala Harris? About how she wanted to pick Pete Buttigieg as a running mate?
No.
Yeah, so she's got a book coming out, so this is all like pre-book hoopla. But Kamala Harris writes in the book that Pete Buttigieg would have been an ideal partner if I were a straight white man. What's she saying exactly? No, she means as a running mate, not as a mate, So anyway, the book, 107 Days, the duration of her campaign, I guess. Anyway, but we were all, this is genuinely an amazing thing. I'm not surprised, but how people, this can be true good and bad. When people don't even know that other people are going to find a thing shocking and scandalous because they don't even see it themselves, they will be transparent in a way that they don't even realize what it's telling you. That's what happened here. I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, I was waiting. Okay. Anyway. All right. So we've got an accident on Burgess Road and Maxim Street. Just seeing some delays there on Burgess, both directions. Also still dealing with the accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard, heading southbound toward I-10. Traffic is still backed up all the way to Sterling Way, and I-10 eastbound, right between 9 Mile and Pine Forest. We're seeing some major delays there, and it's stretching. Well, now it's also stretching all the way down to Highway 29. It's just slow and go in that area, about a 10 to 12 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so back to Kamala Harris and this new book she's got coming out, in which she writes that Pete Buttigieg, the openly gay, you know, married, a couple of kids, I think, 99% sure. Anyway, would have been an ideal partner for her if I were a straight man, as a running mate, as a candidate. Here's what she says. Of course, she'd pick Tim Walz, the white, straight governor from Minnesota. But we were already, this is amazing, but we were already asking a lot of America to accept a black woman married to a Jewish man. Part of me wanted to say, screw it, let's just do it. But knowing what was at stake, it was too big of a risk. And I think Pete also knew that, to our mutual sadness. This is such an amazing statement of utter contempt for the average American. First of all, she believes, they still believe, this is amazing, they still believe they lost because she's a black woman. Which, you know, why don't you talk to all the Republicans who were, like, hoping desperately that at some point Condoleezza Rice would run for office, right? I mean, it's not about you being a, oh, it might be for some. I don't want to say never. But, enough to win an election. That's just not the issue. But to think that, well, we can only go so far with these poor, backwards, bigoted Americans who, you know, they already don't want me, a black woman, and gosh, married to a Jew, and then we throw a gay dude in the mix. That might be true, again, for some really small slice of the American electorate. But even people who might otherwise be not particularly pro-gay, me, okay? I don't care whether Pete Buttigieg is gay. I care whether he's good at the job. You know, that's the only issue. And if some, and there are many, some gay conservative came forward with wise policies and a good track record, I mean, no problem. So this is such a weird thing to admit. I didn't pick the best running mate because my belief in Americans being bigots and narrow-minded and can't be trusted to do the right thing when presented with unorthodox choices. Wow. So essentially, Kamala Harris is blaming her loss on her belief that the American people are incapable of being, you know, open to good people. They still blame her loss, Hillary's loss, on racism, sexism with Hillary, and blames not choosing a better running mate on homophobia. Just, wow. This is the kind of thing that you don't say out loud because you realize how bad it is to say out loud, and then she writes a book about it. Okay, so 437-16-20, 437-16-20. What else do we have going on? Okay. This is an incredibly small thing, but it's been bugging me all day. You ready? What's the name of the active ingredient in Tylenol?
Acetaminophen.
How's it spelled?
Well, this isn't a spelling bee.
A-C-E-T-A-M-I-N-O-P-H-E-N. You're reading off the screen. Well done. No ding for you. Dings are bad. Bells are bad.
Okay.
You know what I have heard all day in the news reporting? Not David, but other people, national news and whatever. Acetaminophen. It's not acetaminophen. There's no I.
There isn't.
The E in English has two possible pronunciations. E, hard E. E, soft E. I is an I. I for a hard I. I for a soft I. There's no I in that part of the word. It's not acetaminophen. Acetaminophen.
thought you were saying cinnamon.
Don't pull your Moscow on me. Don't pull your Nicaragua on me. Don't try to change the, you know, it's Kiev. It's not Kiev. No. Acetaminophen. Or Tylenol.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump addresses the UN on the renewal of American strength and the harm from globalist policies. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells Fox.
The UN is an organization that has the potential to do some great things around the world, but it's not doing it.
With tension over four European allies planning to recognize a Palestinian state. And U.S. Secret Service has dismantled an electronic threat, an illicit hidden telecom network near the UN. The White House announcement that a prenatal acetaminophen may be linked with autism is paired with FDA approval for an autism treatment, a form of the B vitamin folic acid called leucovorin. Commissioner Marty McCary tells Fox.
They are prepared to ramp up production, and we actually talked to them about a month ago.
A shirtless man arrested by Secret Service near the White House charged with flashing a laser pointer at Marine One with President Trump aboard. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio, 92.3, 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast in just a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. The Escambia Sheriff's Office said they've taken a man off the streets that allegedly exposed himself to children in a social media post yesterday. Officials said 25-year-old Tyler L. Hamilton was arrested on charges of lewd and lascivious behavior and indecent exposure. Investigators say two victims between 9 and 15 years old reported being approached by a man in a black car while they were walking. Surveillance footage led deputies to Hamilton, who owned a black Ford Fusion that matched the vehicle. The sheriff's office called the incident sick and stupid and says they'll do whatever it takes to protect the children in our community. Well, today is the 50th anniversary of a major hurricane that hit the panhandle. Hurricane Eloise made landfall this date, 1975, in Okaloosa County near Fort Walton Beach. The Eglin Air Force Base reported a peak wind gust of 115 miles per hour and almost 15 inches of rain. The storm surge in Destin measured over 10.5 feet that day. The National Weather Service says the wind caused extreme tree and crop damage, and it's estimated that 85% of the buildings between Fort Walton and Panama City were severely damaged or destroyed. But still, no deaths were directly tied to the storm. Pensacola is hoping to reduce traffic crashes in city limits with a $176,000 federal grant for a study on high-injury networks. The city says it won't fix the issues, but it could diagnose them. Officials have already identified the areas which have the highest crash rates in the city. Over 12,000 incidents from 2018 to 2022, including 28 fatal crashes. The study will look into street lighting in those areas and how it could help. It will evaluate lighting deficiencies and focus on key locations like Pace Boulevard and Cervantes Street. Once the year-long study is completed, the city does plan to seek further funding for lighting improvements based on the findings. Well, it took some work, but the NAS Pensacola team was able to work everything out for an unexpected last-minute change to this year's homecoming air show. Due to a scheduling conflict, it had to be postponed a week to November 14th and 15th.
So everything from the contracting to food vendors to just the tables and chairs and bathroom facilities that we just set up on there, everything is a huge shift. But, you know, we were able to officially get the change 8 weeks out. No big deal. Yeah, we got it.
Captain Chandra Mamasan Newman, NAS Pensacola commander, and she says the Blue Angels were tasked with flying at the Navy's 250th birthday celebration the same week that the original homecoming show was scheduled. They've volunteered to extend their season out by a week to make sure the homecoming air show happened. Well, the groundbreaking for the new Troy Rafferty Resource Center got underway yesterday. Troy Rafferty says it was really a labor of love.
What an exciting day. This has been literally 10 years in the making. We started talking about this 10 years ago at my kitchen counter with my wife, Ashley, and Lumen May, and it's just unbelievable that it's finally here.
Rafferty generously donated $1 million for that center. He says it'll be huge and have classrooms, a basketball court, and locker rooms. And he says it'll be somewhere safe for kids to hang out and know that everyone around has their best interests at heart. 835 at News Radio, 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right around 9 Mile, headed toward Highway 29, you're going to see some major traffic stoppage right there as they're trying to clear out an earlier wreck that happened. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound. We had an earlier accident there. They're trying to get it out of the way, but traffic is backed up all the way to Sterling Way. So my advice, take Highway 90 to get to Pensacola if that's the way you need to, if you need to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Just a small 20% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 73. For Wednesday, small 20% chance of rain, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping to 76. Going into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms move in. 80% chance of rain, high near 85. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 77 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Today, markets are mixed here at the opening bell. Dow's up 151 points at 46,532. S&P 500 up 2 points at 66,95. And the NASDAQ down by 36.5 points at 22,747. 10-year bond rates down at 4.133%. Gold prices are up 41.80, 38.1690. Silver prices up 41 cents, 44.63. Crypto is positive across the board here. We got Bitcoin up 631 at 112.975. Ethereum up 57 at 4203.87. Solana's up by 185 at 219.65. Dogecoin up by about 0.3 cents today. Well, Amazon is on trial for allegedly tricking millions of customers into enrolling in Prime and then making it difficult to cancel.
The Federal Trade Commission sued the e-commerce giant in 2023, claiming it was using manipulative interface designs to get people paying for the $139 a year service. The trial started in federal court yesterday, where the government also alleged canceling Prime required a 4-page, 6-click, 15-option process. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you, Monica. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell set to speak today, 1 week after announcing the first interest rate cut of 2025. He'll be in Rhode Island delivering remarks at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon. Investors will be watching for any clues as to future cuts from the central bank. And a White House spokesperson says doctors and medical residents might be exempt from the new $100,000 H-1B visa fee. The visa allows U.S. companies to bring in skilled international workers on a temporary basis. President Trump's administration says the fee will help bring in only extraordinarily skilled workers and deter companies from hiring lesser paid foreigners. 8:39 and let's get a 8:39 and our next news is in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so we are waiting for President Trump to speak at the UN, so we might get interrupted. I'm hoping that we don't, but we will be carrying that speech live when it does happen. In the meanwhile, our frivolous topic for the day is a fairly straightforward one. There's a report out. You know, there's been these kind of indicators of the economy maybe not doing as well as we would hope that it would do, and some of the indicators have to do with how people are spending money, of course. Well, the newest one is that hamburger helper sales are way up. Because, I mean, and by way, I mean like 15%. Like, it's significant, but it might, you know, seem like a stunning number to you. Oh, no, excuse me. 30%. No, I'm looking at the wrong thing. 15, I had it right. 15%. Sales of Hamburger Helper are up 15% over the past year, an indicator that people are, A, eating at home rather than eating out, and B, eating cheap in order to save money rather than eating expensive. So my question for you, and by the way, Hamburger Helper is not a cheap meal because hamburger is $7 a pound if you're lucky.
That's what I was just about to say.
I mean, a hamburger helper has cost you, what, $1.50, $2, maybe $2.50 at most. And I mean, that's a $10 meal now. That's not cheap. Anyway, okay, so the question of the day is, what was your, when I was of more meager means food? When you were poor, what was your when I was a poor, maybe a struggling college student, whatever, you know, when you couldn't pick the food you wanted, but you had to pick the food you could afford, what was your cheap food? 437-1620, 437, oh my God, my list is so long. 437-1620, what was your cheap food, John?
Ramen noodles.
Yes.
Lived off those ramen in college.
Ramen in the like 6 and 12 pack, not the little cups, right? The cups are the extravagant version.
Oh, yeah. You had your own little bowl that you washed right afterwards.
They were six for a buck or you
right.
know, something
in the little
like 15,
package,
16 cents.
And you had to break it up, yeah.
Now, quick question. Okay, and not everybody knows this. Do you do the ramen package just straight up as it is, or do you add things to it, vegetables, meat, that kind of stuff?
Oh, I couldn't afford any of that.
Okay, this is I have learned, pardon me for making a racial comment, but this is a white person, black person thing. I was taught by black people that it's very common to put hamburger and onions and cabbage and all kinds. You make it a meal.
I wish I had money for that.
Oh, but that was part
of the problem.
I mean, it's really good.
Oh, well, I
but most
can only
white
imagine.
People have never eaten it that way. Most white people just like as it comes. So, okay, so Meg, 437-1620, what was your poor food, your cheap food, your food you lived on as a struggling student?
Kraft macaroni and cheese, $1 a box.
Yeah. Well, now, $2.
Yeah, what about the milk?
I didn't use milk. I used water.
Oh, and no butter also?
It depends. It would depend. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, some of these right. things that, you know, it's funny because these days, like, Kraft mac and cheese is the non-generic, and the generic is not worth eating. But the regular is like $1.50, $2 usually.
Still pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
And then I would do soups.
But with
and then
the milk and the, soups. If you do butter, butter's so expensive now. It's $4 a pound or whatever, so.
Soups. Campbell's soups
yeah,
are great.
Yeah, soups are good. Campbell's
and
soups.
Peanut butter.
Oh, the staple peanut butter of life. Is always
PB&J, baby.
The one other thing on the ramen that I always did to make it almost like a meal is throw a scrambled egg in there. Throw it, like whip up an egg and throw it in there, which today, of course, that just means it's rich. But, you know, and you got egg drop soup.
True. Yeah, well, you're right.
437-1620. So what is your when I was poor food, or maybe you still are. I mean, I don't know. It's okay. It's fine. 437-1620. I'll tell you, the one for me, and again, this has kind of gotten a little bit priced out of the range, but Totino's Pizza. I used to love it. And when they were so cheap and they were like four of them for $3 whatever.
Mm.
And,
yes.
I mean, now I think a Totino's is like $2 a piece, and so it just feels wrong to me. It's still a great deal for something that's going to destroy the roof of your mouth, but it's... Because that's always what happens.
Right.
Every single time. A little flap of skin hanging down after you eat it the next day. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I'm still picturing that. Okay. brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Let's see here. We're rolling on I-10 eastbound right now. Between Pine Forest and Highway 29, still seeing just a minor delay. It's kind of cleared up from earlier. And also Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10. Still dealing with that earlier wreck that's caused traffic to back up. It's not just Sterling Way, just a little bit south of that. So, but other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right. Thanks so much, John. As I said, we are waiting for President Trump to be speaking at the United Nations. And until that happens, we'll be talking about the stuff we talk about. So the question of the day is, what was your cheap food? What was your poor person food? Your struggling student, or maybe now? God, with the price of groceries, maybe you just eat cheap food now to, you know, try to make budget. I mean, no
Seriously.
Kidding. Okay. So somebody says 437-1620 homemade beanie weenies. Yes. You got the cut up some hot dogs, throw them in some baked beans. You know, if you're living the extravagant life, you go for the Bush's baked beans. If you're living the cheap life, you go for the generic baked beans. Add a little brown sugar and mustard to make it really good.
That just reminded me. I used to put hot dogs in my macaroni and cheese.
That's common.
Yeah,
it's very common.
That. Yeah,
a little protein in the mac and cheese. John looks baffled by all this.
I know, because I don't think I've done that.
It's really good.
No, it's really you know,
good.
You can. Actually, hot dogs are like the cut down the cost mix in for almost anything.
Oh,
I used to make hot dog hamburgers for the boys because, you know, when we're struggling, you couldn't really afford just ground beef. So you could buy, you know, and that was when beef was pretty cheap, but you could buy hot dogs for like 70 cents and you buy ground beef for like $1.50. And you cut up little hot dogs into, you know, tiny little pieces and then mash them together with ground beef. The boys thought it was a treat.
Wow.
You know, you can sell kids on a treat that's saving you money.
Right.
It's actually really hard. They're physically hard to make because the hot dogs want to pop out. Anyway, 437-1620. Carla says SpaghettiOs.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Somebody here says red beans and rice. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Another for ramen noodles. Absolutely. Just pasta with butter and salt and pepper. Oh, I still eat. And I know I'm a weirdo, but I... This is going to tell you something about me that maybe wish you didn't know, but every time I make pasta, whatever I'm doing with it, whether, you know, spaghetti or meatballs or Alfredo, it doesn't matter. I will always eat at least a couple of bites of the pasta just with a pat of butter, like just fresh, warm pasta, cold butter, mix it together, stick it in your mouth, not melted butter, but cold hard. Trust me, super
was
yummy.
That the butter that you licked off the lid or,
stop
or the paper?
It, you're trying to embarrass me, and you can't embarrass a person with no sense of shame. 437-1620. A1 sandwiches, two pieces of toast with steak sauce in between. Of course, A1 is very expensive.
It is.
A1 is the most expensive by, at least for a while, it might not be true anymore, but for a while, that was the most expensive by ounce thing that a restaurant would have, even if they had a bar. A1 sauce, weirdly. The weirdest thing I ever did was we made peanut butter and A1 sandwiches one time.
Yeah, that sounds like a one-timer.
One time. Fish from the lake at the apartment complex I lived at. I love that.
Okay.
I don't think ramen noodles existed when I was poor, but I did eat a lot of rice. Mm. Somebody says bologna sandwiches. Yes, which you can fry and be exotic. You know, put a little mustard on there, fry it up. Still love those. Store brand macaroni and cheese, but I still buy it and like it now. You know, sometimes it's, I don't know, it's like reminiscent of the times when, you know. Ketchup and crackers. There you go. Pilfer from the student union when things were really tight.
Oh, yeah.
right.
Crackers, baby.
Crackers, that's right. How many times did you go back from the cafeteria with things that were, let's just say, extra items?
Well, I mean, you had to have mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup.
You had to have
you're
not buying condiments.
No,
that's right.
Why sure. do that?
let's see. Where are we at? Rice, canned beans, and frozen vegetables. If I could afford to go to the grocery store and was eating at home. Malta meal cereal. Yes. Store brand canned beans and rice. But I also decided to work in restaurants so I could get at least one free meal and the occasional beer.
That's a good idea.
Good strategy.
Yeah.
Also, restaurant work pays well if you're serving or bartending. Let's see. Ed says, beans, 5 cans for $1. Absolutely. Adana says, I learned to cook ramen noodles in my coffee pot because we weren't allowed to have microwave ovens in our dorm rooms. Yes. Or remember those little hot pots where you could cook serving of ramen noodles or whatever?
Those.
Let's see. For the question of the day, by the way, if you're just joining us, is what was your poor food? What was your cheap, save money food like when you were a struggling student or just thereafter? Or, I mean, could be today. It's fine. It's today. No judgment. As a young bachelor, I'm dealing with this right now. There we go. I eat a lot of chicken and rice and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's we all have. Right, John? You have?
Yes. I
Meg,
love
you have?
PJ.
Absolutely.
When you're in the position of wanting to eat the like Salisbury steak from the frozen meal, but what you do is you buy the family pack because there's 6 pieces in there and you don't waste money on getting the corn and potatoes. I mean, come on. You can feed a family on the 6-pack. At least you used to be able to. Now the price has got crazy. Thanks, Biden. 437-1620. My mom made hobo soup. Bob says, basically, whatever we had in the cabinet, she'd throw it in a pot and cook it on the stove. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, too. And then leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then the leftovers got turned into a new meal as well. Like, it was all the recycling.
Tuna casserole. Right? That's
egg noodles, a can of tuna, mm-hmm. some split peas, and if you're feeling exotic, you throw a can of mushroom soup in there.
That was it.
If you're really exotic, you put some fried onions or some Ritz crackers crumbled on top back when you could afford them.
I haven't thought of that in a long time.
So my wife hates all seafood and the smell of seafood, so I have not made that in 28 years in the house because it'll smell like seafood.
Sure.
But, oh, yeah, no, tuna casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Somebody says commodity peanut butter. Is that a brand? I don't know that term. Canned tuna in the Kraft mac and cheese. There you go. Fried Spam sandwiches, Ryan says.
Ooh.
All the stuff you say and everything else like, let's see, including egg, meat, vegetables tells us you have no clue how poor people live. Okay, well... No, the add-ins, you're right. I mean, the add-ins came later. Actually, you know, it's kind of funny. The adding ground beef and vegetables to the ramen noodles was actually taught to me by a homeless couple that we took in one time for a couple of days. And they were the ones, we went to the store with them, and they're like, did you know how to do this? I'm like, no. So they taught me something. Ramona and Fred. God, that's a long time ago. Anyway, let's see. Pancakes. I still make 6 figures, and I enjoy my broke man meals. Oh, pizza on sliced bread. We stole A1 from restaurants. Yeah, that's true. Peanut butter and jelly and white bread. Microwave burritos. Oh, yes, the Tina's burritos for like 20 cents then. Now they're, I don't know, 50 cents a buck. And a mayonnaise sandwich. Like, lots of good answers. Oh, the days. when we were thin, not by choice. Right? I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Adana with Mathnasium this Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have school-age kids, you won't want to miss this show. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. They are not just teaching math, they're changing lives through it. Dive into the world of Mathnasium Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm undercover deep now. This is deep. I'm going deeper. I don't want no more money, nothing, but I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover.
We're going deep, deep on the deep cuts these days. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. This is not my locker. Let's see. We got John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
And that deep laying pipe, too. Laying pipe. Deep.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Trying.
Nope.
Okay. Fine. Whatever. I'm going to leave.
What's going on with the roads?
Okay. It's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard southbound, right around Del Monte Street. Traffic is moving good there, so just no much of a delay. But other than that, I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on? As we were waiting for President Trump to give, I would think probably around 9:20 or 9:30, because he just had the speaker before him kind of just began. So unfortunately, that means it's probably going to interrupt pep talk with Mayor Mike and the Garden Line. But you know, you'll have some good Garden Line stuff before that, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, it'll always be good. You have such good engagement. People love your show. I mean, it is. It's fantastic. I don't. Can't grow anything terrible at it. And I love listening. Just makes me feel bad, though. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. A headline, mother sets a Lego record, but not for building with them. She sets the record for running across them.
No.
Ow, ow, ow.
44-year-old mom from Christchurch, New Zealand. Man, people will do anything to make a buck. Set a somewhat painful but undeniably unique world record earlier this year. The fastest, are you ready for this? Barefoot 100-meter run over Lego bricks.
Ow.
Sorry.
Oh, no. No, no. No. Just, mm-mm.
Don't even
can't
try.
Can't do it. Mm-mm. As a dad who loves Legos and has many, many, many times... but so for reference, 100 meter is like a fast 100 meter is 10 seconds. Like that's really fast. So the average person is 14 or 15 seconds, a pretty good runner. 25 seconds. That's 24.75 seconds. That is a pretty impressive time, frankly. Let's see. What is it? Training was unorthodox.
Oh, I bet it was. Yeah.
She took barefoot strolls everywhere from Christmas parties to her brother's wedding, toughened her feet with daily jumps in a kiddie pool in her garage filled with Lego bricks, sometimes while on work calls. No.
This is just so wrong.
Why?
Pain was real. She finished with a gash near one of her big toes. A few bricks literally stuck into her feet. And said her feet basically felt like the world's worst foot massage. It was Canadian broadcast guy who did this. Anyway, and notes that the distance record for walking on Legos belongs to a guy named Sonny Molina of Illinois, who traipsed more than 5.5 miles on the bricks in 2021. All I keep thinking about is how much money is that in Lego bricks? Like that's a lot. 5.5.
Yeah,
unless
who
he's,
bought
like,
that?
Just had a track and he goes around and around and around. So.
Gotcha.
But in any case, no, that's a no. We are all a hard no
hard
on doing
no.
that. Absolutely not. All right. Well, that's it for us for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's say President Trump is coming up. I will do my very, very best tomorrow to only talk about local issues. I might not even cover the Trump suit. I don't know. I just, God, he just always doing something and forcing us to have to talk about him. So, like I said, we'll try our best tomorrow to have an all-local show. Is that okay, John? Can we do it?
Yes.